Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Donna W. and I am a recovered compulsive eater. Today is Friday, I think it's the 20th of January, and today we're reading from the Big Book, page 56, the third paragraph, starting with, "This man recounts," finishing with his creator. Today's readers are Cheryl A.D. for the 12 Steps, Audrey M.P. for the 12 Traditions, Julie E.B. reading the passage of the Big Book, Tamara C., page 164, A Vision for You, and Reggio, backup, Lois P., newcomer greeter, and Betsy H. for announcements. Thank you all, and thank you, Team Friday, for your service. The reference numbers are for Thursday, January 19th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, is 19,870, that's 19870. And Friday, today, January 20th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 19,872, 19872. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive eating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive eating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery, and I now ask Cheryl A.D. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you, everybody on the line, for your service. My name is Cheryl A.D. from Ventura, California, and here are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service today.
Thank you, Cheryl A.D. Next up is Audrey M.P. for the 12 Traditions, please.
Good morning, Team Friday. These are the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. This is Audrey M.P. and a grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater from Santa Monica, California. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. As OA group, ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service workers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Audrey M.P. All right. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as called as compulsive eaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass and press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted, and no speakerphone, please. Headphones are best. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 56, the third paragraph, starting with, this man recounts, finishing with his creator. And I ask Julie E. B. to please read the passage and share on it.
Hi, this is Julie Eby, gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs. This man recounts that he tumbled out of bed to his knees. In a few seconds, he was overwhelmed by a conviction of the presence of God. It poured over and through him with the certainty and majesty of a great tide at flood. The barriers he had built through the years were swept away. He stood in the presence of infinite power and love. He had stepped from bridge to shore. For the first time, he lived in conscious companionship with his Creator. Well, I am grateful for this meeting, for all of you, and for this program. This is an amazing paragraph, and for a lot of people, it becomes a pivot point. Do I identify in, or do I say this is so far from my experience that I want to identify out? And I'd like to encourage you to just think about my experience. It helps to find the pieces and the parts that really you identify in for you, because we learn later and we learn in the back that some people have these sudden effective spiritual experiences, and a lot of people have educational variety. But this moment is something that I experience when I have a flash of something. I was running down the path one day and saw just a rock and was reassured by the presence of something in the universe that didn't depend on me and I didn't depend on it, and it was independent of all of my thinking. And that gave me a new movement for how selfish and how just my thoughts and opinions and all that internal dialogue that was spinning didn't have an effect. I was a finite self, and there was something more infinite than I. It can also happen when I look at the ocean, and I think about all the things happening in the ocean that are so much more than me. Or when I gaze at the sky and I see stars, one of the things when I have fears that I do is I think about my finite self when I'm in fear. The only way to get from point A to point B is to, there's only one way. It's either going to go this way or that way. But as I think about the stars, I think about stars across the sky, I think almost about a like a dot to dot, that I can hop from star to star, forward, backwards, sideways. There's an infinite number of possibilities to move across the sky. These are examples of moving from bridge to shore, letting go of reason, and trying to embrace and practice images and ideas that allow me to live in conscious, in awakeness, companionship with my Creator. The word consciousness is an important word for me from the bottom of page 27 in the big book, and then in the 11th step, to increase my conscious contact with God. That means my awakeness. I have been awake for years of all the ways that life hits me. I live life from the outside in, like all my nerves were on the outside and life was happening to me. By working this program, I became aware that there's a safe space inside of me that's just me and my higher power, who is personal to me, who is love. And so if I live awake to that, I'm going to look. Thank you. If I live awake to that, I'm going to look around every day. Where might there be evidence, not of how horrible my life is, but where might there be evidence of something good and loving at work? Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Julie E.B. All right. So we'll open up the lines to share. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And so that would mean if you have shared on Wednesday or Thursday, please leave space for others to share. And if you've never shared before, jump in on this Friday. So I'll now take names for the first group.
Linnea, are you from Minnesota?
Jamie M., Southern California. Jamie M., Southern California.
Elaine G.
Bonnie B.
Okay. So what I have right now, I'm not sure because they're all coming in at once. I have a Linnea. Could you just confirm that that's right, Linnea?
That is right.
Last first initial of your last name.
B.
B. So Linnea B. at a Jamie M.
Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Elaine G.
Can you just confirm, is there a Jamie M? I've got you, Connie C., Robin P., and I'm scratching out Jamie M.
It's a Jamie M., yes. Sorry, I couldn't see you. I am definitely here. Thank you for your service.
All right, thank you. So I've got Linnea B., Jamie M., Elaine G., Connie C., Robin P. Let's start there. Linnea B., please go ahead for your 3 minutes.
Okay, great. Hi, everybody. My name is Linnea, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater, Linnea B., L-A-N-A-Y-A, in Minnesota, so I'm on Central Time. Thank you so much for your share on this wonderful paragraph. The part, what really struck me today is, for the first time, he lived in conscious companionship with his Creator. What a concept that I could be in companionship with my Creator. What a beautiful, it's a relationship. Very quickly, I had two kids that died, and I was really mad at God, and certainly didn't understand, bad things happen to good people. And I had a clergy person tell me that, you're just mad at God right now, or he didn't say just, but you're mad at God, and you can work that out. And that was a phenomenal idea to me. And I went through over the years then and worked that out. And and came to rely upon a higher power. And then some more really terrible, bad things happened. And my disease of compulsive eating, just took off like a skyrocket, or like a rocket. And then I was really mad at God. How can this stuff keep happening? And how, and I can't get well, and, blah, blah, blah. And I was reminded again, that your higher power is there and you can be in relationship with your higher power all day, every day. And in fact, my recovery depends on that. Can I have a conversation? Hey, God, what's the next thing for me to do right now? Hey, God, what am I supposed to be learning? What would you have me be? Hey, God, can you please remove my fear? Whatever it is, just all day. Hey, God, wow, I noticed this. Thank you so much for that. And that kind of, and the most beautiful picture for me when I start to be feeling any kind of despair is to see myself in the arms of my higher power, in the loving arms of my higher power. And this just makes everything okay, and it makes it possible for me to feel my feelings and not use food. Thank you, God. But this is a companionship. And later on in Vision for You, it talks about walking. Thank you. It talks about walking shoulder to shoulder with each other and with God for me, companionship. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you, Linnea B. Next up is Jamie M.
Yes, thank you. Hi, I'm Jamie M. I'm a compulsive overeater from Southern California, and I am really grateful for this program. It saves me. I'm learning more and more about my higher power. The first time I believe I had a spiritual awakening was the time that my sponsor back in Massachusetts, I'm learning to eat, just to sit down and eat. That was a miracle. Sit down and eat. And it was like, are you kidding me? And I didn't even know how to do that because I just didn't have those skills at the time. And she recommended I get flowers. And I said to her, are you out of your mind? I worked in a flower shop. I was negative. I didn't understand the spiritual part yet because I was new. And I said, I worked in a flower shop. They all died. And that was my attitude in everything in life, negative, negative. And I was angry, and I was just broken inside. So I went and I listened. It was a miracle. And I spent like $2, $3 at Trader Joe's. And I put them, and I ate, and I sat down right there, sitting down, sit down. And I watched these flowers bloom. I'd worked in the flower shop for my friends for years. And that was my first spiritual awakening, like, these flowers grow. I didn't see it when I worked there because I didn't have the eyes. I didn't have the higher power. I didn't have the program. And now today, I buy myself flowers, when it's the moment. And the point being is that was what started me to connect with God. I am now connected with God. I'm working with a sponsor. I get more and more connected. And when I call out my higher power, my sponsor says that God will run to you. I'm going through medical issues, major insurance issues. And yesterday, I've been put in this place of a God doctor. He's not God. But how did this doctor come in my life that ends up in California, spiritual moment, that I didn't feel good one day? And I was going to a woman doctor when I first moved here, and he turns out to be a town away. That doctor spent old school, an hour with me yesterday. Every ailment I named, even if it was a hangnail, that doctor took the time to do that for me. Now, that's what program and God does for me. They take the time. It gives me the spiritual awakening, and it gives me the moment so I can take the time to go out and help others. And that doesn't just mean a program. That means working for God. It means connecting to God. God, what would you have me do today? And yesterday, not a lot, but today I'm okay. And I have God around me when I remember and keep my head where my feet are. And that's been difficult lately because of physical, not emotional and spiritual,
but I'm working towards being a better person and connecting with people today a lot more than I did yesterday.
Time.
Because that's what saves me. Thank you for your service. I appreciate all of you. And it was wonderful to be at that birthday party and meet some of you in person. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie M. Next up is Elaine G., followed by Connie C.
Hi, everybody. This is Elaine G. from New York. So glad to be on here. I get a lift when I'm on here. You know, talking about the big book and talking about spiritual experience, my sponsor and me been going through the big book every day like a big book study, like we do here, you know? And we got the spiritual experience. So we read in the back of the book about a spiritual experience, you know? And my sponsor is such a good sponsor that she actually went on the internet and gave me a thing in my text all about it, you know? But anyway, I feel I'm getting a spiritual experience just reading this big book. Seriously, because as we read it, the two of us, we think about things that happen in our life that have a lot to do with, you know, like, yes, they talk about the alcoholic, but related to my life, you know, it's a real learning experience. So that's why I feel like I'm going through a spiritual experience, a real learning experience, the big book. And there were things that I haven't actually questioned in reading that we looked up. So anyway, I'm having a real spiritual experience. And, you know, I spoke to my sister yesterday. And I told her she needs to pray, you know? She needs to pray to God for everything that she needs to do with willingness. Now, at night, I ask God for the willingness for me not to go in the kitchen here. The willingness, you know? Willingness to do everything that I need to do today. I say that all the time in the morning, everything. But anyway, thank you for letting me share. Okay.
Thank you, Elaine G. Next up is Connie C., followed by Robin P. Connie C., please press star 1. All right. Connie C., last call. And we'll move on to Robin P., please.
Hi, it's Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica, and I'm so grateful for all of your service. Thank you so much for making this meeting possible. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for this paragraph. That was my experience. I had a spiritual awakening of the profound variety with the voice, and I was an atheist, and this program was my bridge to God. I grew up in so much child abuse, and it always looked like if there was a God and there was a Satan, it always looked like Satan won in my house. And if it wasn't for the 12 steps leading me to that possibility of being honest, open, and willing to have a spiritual awakening with the power greater than myself, I never would have come to God. And I had a series of events. I asked and God answered. I said, God, if you exist, please show me your will and help me to do it. And I had a series of events that happened over 2 days, and it was unmistakable, and concluding with a voice. And, you know, some of us have the profound variety. We get what we need. And that conscious companionship with my creator, I am so grateful. And all I have to ask for is the Holy Spirit to come in to my day and my life, and I just need to ask. And it helps me to ask out loud, and I just ask, and I always get what I need. And I just get to participate in my own recovery, and I'm eternally grateful. You know, we went on this 3-month 27th city trip through Europe, and every day God just took care of us, and I had to participate. You know, we went to the grocery where I'm an organic, gluten-free vegan, and we went everywhere we went. We would go to the store first and get what we needed, you know, and then God took great care of me, and I got to work my spiritual recovery. And it's the same thing here in Costa Rica. We've had a bunch of things happen. with the dogs that we rescued, and including one falling down a cliff and getting stabbed through her chest with a 3-inch wooden stake and climbing back up that cliff with a stake in her chest, like a Navy SEAL, waiting by the pool for us to we hustle. And she's alive. And the vet calls her a miracle. And, you know, we got to participate in her miracle and do everything we could to help save her. And then God took over. So God bless everybody with a very blessed, abstinent day and weekend. And thanks so much for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Robin T. in Costa Rica. Just to do one more call for Connie C. So we are on page 56, the third paragraph. This man recounts, finishing with his creator. And we'll open the lines for more sharing. And again, I invite folks who have not shared before to please jump in.
Bonnie D. from Minnesota.
Sorry, can you both say your names again?
Patricia P.
Deb Bonnie D. from Minnesota.
Bonnie
Patricia
B,
P.
There's someone after Bonnie. I got you, Patricia. There's someone after Bonnie.
Deb. My name is Deb E.
Deb E. Thanks. So I have Bonnie B, Deb E, Patricia.
Sharon E.
Sharon E.
Vian R.
Sharon.
Vian R. Was there one more?
Tamara C.
Jasmine S.
from
Virginia. Jasmine S.
Okay. I don't know if we'll have time for everyone, but I've got Bonnie B, Deb E, Patricia. I don't know if I have your last name initial. Sharon E, Dion R, Tamara C, and Jasmine S. Yeah, let me just see. I think if folks
get Jasmine,
we'll get everyone. Jasmine S. at the bottom. So we'll see. We may not have time for you, Jasmine, but if maybe folks take just under 3 minutes, that would be great. So let's start with Bonnie B, followed by Deb E, please.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Donna, for your service. Thank you, Julie, for the beautiful opening. I'm going to piggyback a little bit off of what Julie said because, you know, for me, I wasn't the once-and-done girl. I had relapses and a lot of relapses before I actually felt like I had crossed over. And I'll tell you, the crossing over to me isn't a one-time deal. The crossing over for me is every time God checks me on the inside of my spirit. Every time I become restless, irritable, discontent, I will say every time I lose my peace. That's when I have that profound opportunity to once again take a deep breath in. And for me, you know, it's in the pause. I take a deep breath in, and I do a very quick turnaround. This program has given me the solution. The solution to the turnaround is the 10 step. It's immediately acknowledging I'm not where I need to be, God. In my head, I'm not. And so I take it back, and I go back to that 10 step and ask him. I invite him back in through allowing him to show me what are the barriers that are once again trying to block me from him. You know, crossing over that bridge, it's a daily thing for me. It doesn't happen once and then it's done because I will never rise above the human emotions. And so I just want to encourage anyone who feels like, oh, you know what, I haven't arrived. I don't know if that's even like a real thing. We get to, by the grace of God, for the next 20 seconds, press in. And if we live in that deep breath and that place of peace, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And if we're not, we have the solution. But for me, it's all about the turnaround. And I would just, you know, just echo the same thing with regards to the presence. It is about the presence. And the presence is the gift. And the gift is in this next second. And if I don't have his presence, then I've unplugged. And that just means I need to reposition. And that's a 10th step. So, and the one last thing I'll say is with regards to the 10th step for me, someone had shared, I just loved it. You know, the big book says immediately after we give away a 10 step, we immediately turn our attentions to someone else. And what was brought to my attention is that two thoughts can't stay in your mind at the same time. And this is very divine. So when I'm having thoughts that disconnect me from God, if I immediately be of service to someone else, God replaces those thoughts instantly. And that turnaround has taken place. So grateful for each of you, so grateful for this program, so much truth and so much life on a daily basis. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you, Bonnie B. Next up is Deb E., followed by Patricia.
This is Deb E. speaking from Montana, and I am so grateful to be here this morning with all of you. This process of sitting together each morning studying the Big Book is indeed an amazing process. This morning I had the idea, as I read this in preparation for the meeting, of what would it be like if I read this paragraph in the first person? And I think what I found when I did that is that I found basically an incredible promise, a set of promises that if I will let go, if I will release the resistance that I have had in the past, then I'm standing in the presence of infinite power and love. How much more could I want? And I've had some experiences with this around becoming abstinent in this program, that by simply letting it go and allowing something greater than me to take over, here I suddenly have stepped from bridge to shore. And I agree so much with the previous speaker. No, it's not done. It tells us in the 11th step, we will continue this process for our lifetime. And as a child would say, I want it done now. I want to be finished. I want this to be right. As in a young adult who had to do things that way, I lived that way too, and it was so painful. Now I can let it go. I can be present to my Creator, my divine Creator, who made me just the way I'm supposed to be. And if I will listen, if I will be present, I too can have all the barriers that I built over the years released and swept away. What a set of promises this is. I hope all of you have a blessed abstinent day, and with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb E. Next up is Patricia. And if you could just give us the first initial of your last name, Patricia.
Patricia P. of Michigan, Eastern Time. I'm a gravely recovered compulsive overeater, one day at a time. I just thinking of the part on that paragraph where it says my Creator, I grew up with a God of my own understanding, but I didn't really understand him until I started working the steps. And I just know that it's written that we should not covet. I looked that up in the dictionary, and it's to be envious of others. So it turns out I was seeing people eating the thing that I'm not, that's not good for me. And that would be me wanting what they have just because it looks good. But like one of my sponsees is trying to say that she's allergic to or can't have carbs. But I looked it up on Google, and it shows that there's good carbs and bad carbs. The good carbs are the ones that my Creator brought forth for us, and the bad carbs are the cakes, donuts, candies, things like that that are my alcoholic foods. And that's all I have to share for today. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Patricia P. Next up is Sharon E., followed by Dion R.
Sharon E., me next now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so my name is Sharon E. from Ohio, and thank you. It's the first time I've been on here. Thank you all for your work on this. And I appreciate the program so very much. And on this paragraph where it says he was overwhelmed by a conviction of the presence of God, it reminded me of a time in my life where I was raised in a church that, you know, I believed in God, of my understanding. And I grew up in that religion and kind of had a big stick. But I was still stuck in that, and I had that belief even as an adult. And as time passed and life got messy, and I just grew farther and farther away from God, the family I was married into was also in that religion, had that belief. And a certain person couldn't keep their hands to themselves, and the whole family just kept turned on me. And my husband was always angry, and life just kept continuing to give me nothing but grief and illness. And that's what I thought. And there was a time that, from all of that, I started to believe, you know, is there really a God? And I was going to a Bible study, and I apologize if I'm not allowed to say that or not. And those people were praying that I would feel the presence of God. I didn't know that. And then one day, I was just so low, and I fell on my knees and in the bathroom on the carpet in front of an AC vent, blowing cool air out at me, and the room was just cool. And I asked, I said, if there really is a God, if you really exist, let me feel your presence. And I suddenly felt a warm sensation starting from my neck and going slowly down my back, and a comforting feeling came over me. And suddenly I knew God was really there. And he said he was overwhelmed on the page 56. He said he was overwhelmed by a conviction of the presence of God. It was the same thing I felt. And I could then live in a conscious conscious companionship with my Creator then, because I felt like there truly was a God. And recently when I was going through something, because I was going through the steps, and I was coming to a place in my life where I realized I couldn't control things, and I didn't know I was such a control freak, and I thought I was the easiest person in the world to get along with. Why would I be a control freak then? A nice person. But I learned through the steps that I was truly trying to control everything, including God. And my constant fear, afraid to die constantly, anything was going to kill me. And that was me trying to control. I didn't know that. It was my ego. And my other sponsor told me that. And I was just like, oh my gosh, it's that stupid control thing again. But thank God for my the conscious companionship with my Creator, because had I not had
time,
I think I would have fallen. Thank you. I think I would have fallen even further than I did the time before. And so I'm thankful for the experience I had before, and thankful for the steps now to help me out. But so God just had this plan all along, and here I am trying to follow. Thank you very much, my time.
Thank you, Sharon E. Next up is Dion R., followed by Tamara C.
Hey, good morning. My name is Dion R., a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, saved by grace, and just grateful to shout out about God. We have to end that we agnostics and could identify with almost every share, especially the part of being agnostic. That was so warming, being agnostic thinking, or some people even atheists, and then to see that God had changed, or something's changed in their program, their way, their life, and it gave me hope. And today I was very agnostic thinking. I had a God, but my understanding at that time was didn't like me. You know, I didn't like that. So being egotistical, and all my sponsor back then said, you know, recreate your own God, you know, one that works for you and me, right? I'm going to recreate God. So that's funny when I look at and listen to myself now. But the thing is, he redefined himself in me to see, so I could see who he really is and work with me. And every time I'm with the majesty of the world, he works wonderful miracles. I'm no longer alone. And he will meet me, newcomers, old-timers, whatever, in-betweeners, constant relapsers like I was up until the last 10 years of back-to-back and 100-pound weight loss. I am trusting I can hear God. So my thing is now just keep trying to find that God of your understanding. And for me, I ask him, please make it known so simple where kindergarten can understand. I need to know you're there. And as many others had shared, he showed up and met us where I was at. And he had redefined himself in me. I thought I can do it. Okay, well, I want you to do this if you're really God. You know, he amused me on some things. But anyway, the power of his love has brought me from death, a life and death, and many people in the program. So that's why I'm going to stick with the winner. Why wouldn't I? You know, yes. And I had that thought, too, when I was in my stupor, drunken stupor. Who would he use? And I, who, because I said, well, Satan seems powerful. You know, he's talking to God. Oh, my God. That's great. I'm so grateful for his mercy. But when I got my butt whooped, he said, okay, now who's stronger? I needed that. I asked him to redefine so I can be careful with you. But God is love, and I'm just glad I'm here. I have stepped from bridge for sure. And just to let someone else know, it does work. Don't give up, no matter what. And with that, I will graciously pass.
Thank you, Dion R. Next up is Tamara C., followed by Jasmine S.
Hey, Donna. This is Tamara C. Good morning, everyone. I'm very grateful to be a recovered compulsive overeater in Missouri. This man's story is very moving and profound and amazing and inspiring. And my gradual awakening to me is just as miraculous. I'm amazed at what God is doing for me at this new relationship with my Creator. I like this idea of this word, the companionship, this companionship with my higher power. To me, it means when I'm scared, I can go to God, and my higher power says, you're scared because you think you're in charge again. You think everything hinges on you managing well, but I've got you and all is well. And I get to find comfort and peace, and companionship with my higher power means I notice quickly when I'm being sensitive about something, taking a comment personally, and I can go right to God and get returned to sanity. It means I get to pause when I'm uncertain, when I don't know, like, how should I handle this? My higher power is right there, giving me everything I need. And sometimes the answer is do nothing right now. And I'm also helped by picturing images that help me feel that companionship with my higher power. My latest one is I love hiking, and so I visualize like I'm on this hike, and this day is a hike, and my higher power is right there hiking with me and saying, come on, I have something up the trail to show you. And so I can look forward to the day not knowing what it's going to be or how it's going to go, but just knowing that my higher power is going to be there with me. And so, you know, because of all this, sometimes I forget that I came here because I was a compulsive overeater. I'm just so amazed by all the spiritual miracles that I kind of take for granted that, oh yeah, you know what? I'm not eating and I'm happy not eating. And when I remember that fact, my heart is just filled with the miracle of it all. That's just so amazing. And for a long time, I would get resentful when that part of the big book would be read, you know, and we have ceased fighting anything, even alcohol. Now I would think that is not true. That promise is a lie. I'm abstinent, but I'm still fighting the food. And today I see that promise is true. And so if you're in that place, you know, then pick up the steps and seek this spiritual awakening and you'll be amazed too. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Tamara C. Next up, we have Jasmine S.
Hello, Jasmine S. from Virginia. May I be heard?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I dialed in a little later, so unfortunately I missed the reading. But I just wanted to claim my seat and kind of express my gratitude for this group and just my higher power and God. And I've had some tragedy happen recently. My mother-in-law passed away unexpectedly. She was very special, a very integral part of our lives. She was like a mother to me because my own mother has dementia. So I'm grateful, and I wanted to express that for the fact that even in my questioning of God and, you know, I'm humbled on a daily basis about wanting to run the show and realizing that, you know, when the way God took her so unexpectedly, in my questioning and my frustration towards him, he is still giving me a heart to seek him. So I know that is because of this program and because of him and his purpose and his design for my life and everyone in this group and everyone in this world. And I'm grateful for that and for just the energy that it takes and the willingness, even against my own will sometimes, you know, to just keep going. So thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jasmine S. I'm so sorry for your loss. So we have time for one more share. If anyone has that burning desire. Who would like to share today? One more spot is available.
This is Becky T. from Idaho.
Go ahead, Becky.
I just wanted to thank you all very much for being a part of my life today. And I wanted to check in that I'm starting again as of Tuesday, and I am because I ate off my food plan, and I was struggling this morning with trying to put all the stuff together and trying to understand. I call it addict energy. You guys use different words. It's really kind of cool to hear. And to where my brain is racing, and I think there's all these logical reasons I should do whatever it is I'm doing, and then there's the crash afterwards of realizing that I'm just anxious all the time. And this morning it was an answer to several days worth of praying and trying to be quiet with God. There is something you're telling me that is the truth, and I know that I will be able to find his presence and stay there. Not once and done, but stay there, because I don't want to be anywhere else. And I just wanted to say that. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Becky. And let's just see. We do have time for one more quick share. Someone wants to jump in.
Shay D.
All right.
Hello.
Go ahead, Shay. Shay?
Oh, okay.
Oh, good morning, everyone. This is Shay D, gratefully recovering in California. And that line about having the constant companion, since I've come to Vision, I'm just learning so much and learning so much about my Creator. And this entire chapter, originally, I just thought, you can't tell me anything about God. I know. Like, I was so offended by the chapter when I read it years ago. And then recognizing, you know, no one else got the memo that I was running the world. And thank God, like, I'm just learning so much about God and who am I to say that I know everything about him and that I can put him in a box and have him packaged up just so well and neatly and tight with a bow. And so grateful for grace and everything I'm learning. I don't even know if I'm making sense, but I'm just thankful for the opportunity to really learn and know and grow in my understanding of what it means to have this constant companion. And just thank you to everyone for your service, because you're teaching me and I'm learning. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shay D. Okay, thank you so much, everybody, for your shares. Thank you for Team Friday, and I really appreciate everyone sharing about how we can have a constant companionship with God. So we will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I have Tamara C. Please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Okay, this is Tamara C. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.